AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Washington Post says the FBI searched the home of one of their reporters. Attorney General Pam Bondi says it was done at the Pentagon's request as part of a leak investigation. The FBI affidavit says the search was related to an investigation into a system administrator in Maryland who authorities believe took home classified reports. A colleague at the Post called reporter Hannah Nathanson the federal government whisperer. Another Democrat is under Trump administration investigation over a video in which fellow lawmakers called on troops to resist illegal orders. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
I'm Senator Alyssa Slotkin.
Michigan's Alyssa Slotkin organized and appeared in the November video with five other Democrats, all either retired military or, like Slotkin, a former CIA analyst. This department's top Washington prosecutor is investigating Slotkin. It's another escalation after President Trump called the video seditious. The Pentagon's already censured Arizona Senator Mark Kelly for being in the video and is trying to retroactively demote the retired Navy captain. Kelly has sued to block that. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Officials from Greenland and Denmark are meeting in Washington with top White House officials as President Trump moves to ratchet up the pressure for the U.S. to acquire Greenland. Greenland is a semi-autonomous territory of Denmark. Cecile Anderson lives in Copenhagen.
I'm afraid that he will destroy the NATO alliance, and he threatens our kingdom and the Greenlanders, and I really, really don't like that.
A measure of inflation, producer prices rose slightly in November. Retail sales rose higher than expected in November. South Carolina confirms 124 new measles cases as an outbreak on the Arizona-Utah line grows. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Soutell, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are falling on Wall Street following mixed profit reports from several big U.S. banks. The S&P 500 fell 0.9% in the first hour of trading Wednesday. The index set its latest all-time high on Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 259 points. That's about 0.5%. The NASDAQ Composite dropped 1.4%. Wells Fargo sank about 5% after delivering results that fell short of forecasts. Bank of America and Citigroup also fell after turning in their latest results. Energy stocks rose along with crude oil prices. ExxonMobil climbed about 2%. Treasury yields fell in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury dropped to Seth Soutell, New York.
Luxury retailer Saks Global, the private company that owns retailers Saks Fifth Avenue and Neiman Marcus, has filed for bankruptcy. It bought Neiman Marcus about a year ago. The upscale department store landscape has been volatile in recent years. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.